Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, Kim versus Kim, part 2. Mr. Kim, citizen of North Korea, dares to leave his country to find freedom and food. He finds that and more. He finds the Bible and God in China. But he's arrested and sent back to that other Kim who reigns over the chaos of the northern end of the Korean peninsula. When his newfound faith is discovered, he is interrogated and imprisoned. Now he wants to share some of the details of that ordeal. I'm quoting Mr. Kim of North Korea. He says, "I suffered from the torture of motionless sitting during interrogation. Anyone who moved, however slight the movement might be, was handcuffed and chained to high grids with arms spread wide and then beaten. They employed an iron rod that is normally used for cleaning a gun to hit bones such as the wrist, knee, or ankle. In this way, they could inflict extreme pain with little effort. Detainees were often not allowed to sleep and forced to stay unclothed, even in extremes of temperature. The sanitation level of cells in the detention facility was horrendous. When detainees were forced to sit still, lice crawled on their faces, and one could not wash his face until sent to prison or released. If two people talked, they were ordered to stand facing each other and forced to slap each other's face. Interrogation was such a painful process for me that I decided to injure myself to escape it. I swallowed a nail, hoping I would be sent to a hospital for surgery. The painful stay in the cell made me think that the pain of a surgical operation would be nothing by comparison. If only I could stay away from the cell, even for a few days. You can imagine my disappointment when the nail came out in my stool. Political prison camp? I was imprisoned in number 15 political prison camp, which is in Yodak County, towards the northeastern part of the country. It was March 1988. Though my health was very unstable due to malnutrition, I was forced to do hard labor. In April, I was ordered to carry humus soil down a mountain using an A-frame carrier. I was very weak, and I put less soil on the frame than some other prisoners. Seeing this, a lead prisoner kicked me hard, making me roll down the mountain. As I cursed at him, I got dragged to the guards' quarters, where I was severely beaten with oakwood clubs. I was knocked unconscious due to the brutal beating and was brought back to my cell later by fellow prisoners." Well, there's more. We'll pick it up again next time. But I couldn't help but think, as I was typing this story, what was it like when I first decided I wanted to follow Christ? Well, my mother was a Roman Catholic. She wasn't going to allow me to be baptized in water, she said, but I fussed a little and she relented. And I guess there were a few friends that I never made due to my faith, maybe a few opportunities that closed. But I simply can't relate to this Mr. Kim. Can you? Regardless, will you pray for him? He continues to follow Christ and wants only to bring the gospel to others. May we follow this man as he follows Jesus. Thank you for listening. If you'd like a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and much information about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have his way in that country, will you? And that he'd have his way in our lives, too. God bless you today.